What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. Blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7. Or maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application. Or maybe at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the pole vault and fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, or the caber tossing fuck out of it, I should have said.
Caber.
To have a callback to yesterday's show.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
We appreciate your ear hole time and your brain time and all that shit. Thanks for joining us on social media, and thanks for buying stuff through our Amazon link. We have much love to give all of you.
Oh, yes.
Lots of love.
Oh, yay.
I guess that's all we have to say. Thanks for joining us. See you tomorrow, everybody. No news.
Bye-bye. There's nothing to report.
Huh?
Nothing to report?
No.
You little son of a bitch. Socialist cocksucker.
Paul Lepage.
Oh, oui, fuck you.
You know he's an asshole and he changes his name from... Why wouldn't you say Lepage? Sounds cooler.
I don't know. It never occurred to me. Why doesn't he say
LePage?
That? He's a dickhead. He's a fucking asshole.
Too much of an asshole for Florida, apparently. Went back, right? He came here and apparently left a small stain and then left, went back to Maine.
You know, usually when I list off my most hated governors, it's Rick Scott, Paul LePage. Who's the governor of Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin?
Yeah,
he's a real fucking asshole.
Sure.
But you know, there's a governor that I don't mention enough that I fucking hate. Kay Ivey. What piece of human trash.
Well, she's all polished up and in the spotlight right now because she got to sign that horrific bill.
God
which,
damn.
More and more today, the pundits are saying they overstepped their bounds.
God
and
damn right.
It may actually end up hurting their cause because it's going to fire up everybody for
hell
2020 because
yeah.
The Democrats had better be using this as an issue.
Yeah.
My name's Patrick Vile, by the way.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I think I just twatted out a tweet. That Elizabeth Warren put out about this. She was talking about abortion and how with, you know, laws like Alabama has on the books, well, people are going to go to bad places to get their health care if they're not allowed to get what they fucking need.
Right.
If it's outlawed.
Right. And then, let's see if it's in the headlines, actually. But then Missouri was like, hey, don't forget about us. We're assholes, too.
Yeah.
I think theirs is an 8-week, right. No exception for incest or rape. God, I saw one of these. They're dumb. They're just dumb. These white men who champion these fucking bills. One of them
said something like that. No, it's once the woman knows she's pregnant. And, you know, it takes a little bit of time for, you know, like you mentioned, the like chromosomes to mix up and stuff.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, God. And these people are making decisions.
About things that they don't even know what the fuck they're talking about. It's insane.
We can see, don't forget to join us on Crab Diving, CRABDIVING on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.
Right.
We're not on TikTok.
Right. What is that?
That's the up and coming.
Wow.
I think it's a video sharing app or kind of something like that.
Here's my penis.
TikTok.
Yes. That's what a lot of people will be doing.
I see.
Yes.
You've just raped Bill Cosby.
Fuck you and fuck Bill Cosby.
Glenn Beck.
Yes.
Let's do the thing.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
It's called Florida Dateline, May 16th, 2019.
The year of our motherfucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
Manda kalaboho, masiki lomoko da masa.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
Over at the commie pinko liberal Huff Post,
yes.
The headline says, it changed. It was different a few moments ago. It says, I gave birth to my rapist's baby and it crushed me.
Jesus.
Well, I mean, I think that's all we need to hear.
Right.
Dina Zerlant, a guest writer for the HuffPo, said, I will tell it. She was 17 when she was raped by a classmate.
And she had to keep the baby?
He was someone I knew, someone I trusted.
Yeah.
I was pregnant as a result of the assault. My daughter, Zoe, would grow inside me with a fatal congenital birth defect that took away her ability to think, emote, or connect to the world in any fundamental way.
Right.
I was forced to give birth to the child of this rape.
Good God.
Always connected in some way to the man who took so much from me. I lived in Alabama, which this week welcomed a draconian new abortion law.
God. This is the kind of thing where it's like, civil disobedience or something is called for this, because this is bullshit. I mean, fuck them. Fuck that government. What the fuck do they think they're doing in Alabama? Mm-hmm. Who the fuck do they think they are that they can tell a woman what to do with her fucking body? That's fucking nuts.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo, is that horrific story.
God.
Of which we'll be hearing a lot of if the Republicans get their way.
I mean, you know, from a state that nearly had Roy motherfucking Moore be their senator.
Yeah, barely. The Democrat won, barely.
I mean, do you think Roy Moore ever had to pay for an abortion? Or do you think he left someone needing an abortion who might have needed one? You know.
No, Trump.
Yes.
Absolutely.
What about all these white men that decided that Alabama... women in Alabama can't be in charge of their vaginas. How many of them have paid for an abortion?
Well, who knows?
You know?
And they'll continue to be able to, because this isn't about the wealthy.
This is about the poor.
The wealthy can get away with anything.
This is an attack on poor people, on poor women.
Yep.
Well, no, if you get an abortion, it's punishable. So it doesn't matter where you get it, dude, right? I mean, it's still against the law, and you can still go to jail for it.
Right, but what's between you and your golfing buddy doctor?
You think you want to get an even if you get an abortion at your doctor?
That's the way it has always been. The rich always have had their private doctors.
I understand that. I get that. I'm saying if you go to your private doctor and get an abortion in Alabama, you could go to jail, right?
Right, but
well, so why
not if neither party talks about it?
Yeah. Ooh, I wouldn't trust my doctor. I wouldn't trust.
But
the
he's
hospital.
Your golfing. He's a rich golfing buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's never been a problem for the rich to get abortions, even right. when it was that's illegal true, nationwide. True. Is the yeah, yeah. my point that yeah. They or they find someone that'll a little snowflake will fly over to Europe.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
For a
sure.
vacation. Wink, 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 wink. I mean, and then she'll come back.
It's nuts. You know what's crazy about it is there's going to be a little like ban on abortion section of our country. It'll be like Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, North, South Carolina, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi.
Texas.
God, how far do you have to drive to get out of the motherfucking Handmaid's Tale?
Well, and then they're some of them are trying to pass laws saying you can't even go in another state. If they find out
yes.
that you went in another state, you're liable for criminal charges also.
And guess what? And guess what? I bet there'll be little loopholes in that the HIPAA thing, right? Where the government will be able to look into your healthcare records
well,
and see what the fuck you're
not
up
nationally,
to.
But and there's no way New York or California are going to say, oh, sure, Alabama. Here's our list of people who've had abortions. That'll yeah. never happen. So it'll be unenforceable. I just saw a tweet today from a Planned Parenthood. I think it was more of a local Planned Parenthood, but it was a list of things to do. Like just like that. If you're going to have an abortion, tell no one.
Don't tell anybody.
No one.
Don't
say you're going camping for a few days. This is if you have to leave the state.
Dude, this
if
is
if you
like,
have to leave the state, say you're going camping, you're going to visit relatives for a few days or whatever, go get your abortion, sign no releases,
yes.
make sure anything you sign it has no release of information
yeah,
on it,
yeah.
and then tell no one.
Well, that's what I was sort of saying, like, if you do go to your, I mean, wouldn't you be nervous in Alabama to go to your doctor and put your name on any kind of forms?
Well, you're not if you're rich.
I mean, even those, so those... Then why don't you put your name on the forms in the other places if you're...
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just saying, wouldn't you be nervous to leave a paper trail?
Well, they don't.
Right.
The doctor doesn't. He'll say you were in for a
oh, yeah, yeah.
minor procedure.
Right.
I did a,
oh,
a
he'll
vaginal
even...
rejuvenation on you.
Oh, okay. Now, is that legal? Can you still do that?
I assume that's still legal. But, Yeah, yeah. The rich have always had doctors yeah. that'll take care of that for them.
Man,
that nobody tells.
This is a really, really like dark time.
Doctors write scripts for rich people. Yeah. It's a big difference. They're not. Robert Downey Jr. got to the point. Well, Robert Downey Jr. did get to the point where he was given hand jobs and alleys
yeah, yeah.
for coke. But most of them have just a doctor that'll sign
yeah.
off.
Yeah. God, I mean, it's like you let a guy like Trump waltz in there, become president. It just changes the whole, like, climate of the country. I really don't think we'd see this if it wasn't for Donald
right,
Trump.
Right, right, right.
He said on that Chris Matthews got him to say that he thinks people should be punished.
Somebody this morning, one of the, I think she's for NARAL or something, one of the organizations. Pro-choice organizations, she said the same thing, that it's the Trump.
Yeah.
She doesn't think this would happen. They're emboldened by public shittitude. I'll translate. But,
yeah.
I mean, really, by horrific, over-the-top, vile, boorish behavior.
Yeah.
And views and shit that is just excused.
Yeah.
Trump said they're rapists. The first... fucking thing out of his mouth after he came down from that escalator.
Mexicans are rapists.
And
not sinning their best.
Yeah. And then during the campaign, he called for Muslims. Muslims. Not a couple
yeah.
of countries. Muslims. All Muslims to be banned from entering the United States. So what religion are you before you can come into America?
Oh, my God. Talk about Islamophobia.
Over at the Drudge Report, the headline says, Rocket Man standing O in Cannes.
God.
I believe they're talking about the new movie.
Yes.
Rocket Man, about Elton John. Taron Egerton's Rocket Man, the biopic about Elton John's life and career.
Yes.
Premiered to thunderous applause and standing ovation Thursday.
Yay. Bravo!
Cannes Film Festival. Speaking of rich people who've had abortions.
What is that? I'm sorry. That's the headline on the HuffPo?
Drudge.
Oh, on Drudge. What? What the fuck? I mean,
maybe Matt Drudge is an Elton John fan.
Listen, I like Elton John. I do. But there's nothing else going on in the news today that Matt Drudge is like, oh, let's put this thing up about Elton fucking John. That's weird.
So there you go. Big, lots of thumbs.
Yeah.
For lots of thumbs up.
Hey, you moderate Democrats, you gonna try to work with the Republicans on this abortion shit?
Taron Egerton stars as Elton John in the pic.
Yes.
The director of Bohemian Rhapsody, who did rather well.
Okay.
Helms the musical fantasy written by Lee Hall, starring Jamie Bell, Richard Madden, and Yay. Bryce Dallas Howard. It will hit theaters. The United States of America on May 31st.
Yay. Listen to all those rich people that are getting paid.
That's the headline.
Yay. I mean, I don't know. Why is that?
It's kind of odd. That's the headline of the Drudge Report.
It's weird. I mean, okay. Congratulations, all you guys. Making fuck tons of money in the entertainment industry. Hats off to you.
The second headline, Star Moved to Tears.
Okay.
Rocket Man star Taron Egerton moved to tears during standing ovation at Cannes.
Who gives a shit? A guy that had a lead in a movie that made fuck tons of money went out and took a bow and people sucked his dick so hard he cried. He cried. He cried at his own success.
Now,
yay.
Above the headline, you know, Drudge always has smaller links above the headline a little bit. And they do there. There's a picture of women protesting for people protesting in favor of women's healthcare.
Wow, isn't that crazy?
Rights and choices. And one woman dressed in the Handmaid's Tale outfit. And it says the different headlines are Culture War 2020, Alabama Gov signs abortion ban, Missouri poised to join, Louisiana next, more states coming. It says pendulum moving. I don't know. I don't think that's accurate. It's a race to topple Roe. See, they kind of know that they got to do this quick.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they have confidence that Donald Trump is going to be president again.
Right.
In 2020. And that any new judges that are put out there are not going to be these right wing nut jobs.
Yeah.
Poor A. Hemplow. Yeah. Today, I saw a story. This is from the HuffPo.
Yay.
That the Senate has confirmed for a lifetime federal judgeship.
Oh, my God.
A woman named Wendy Vitter.
What's wrong with her?
52-45 they voted. She'll be on the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Louisiana.
Did any Democrats vote yes for her?
Well, she would have had to if she got 52. Oh, no. Every Democrat present voted against her. I apologize.
That's great.
Because that does add up to 97.
Oh, okay.
And only one Republican voted against her.
Wow. She must have been shitty. I don't know anything about her, but you know what I know? That's a Trump appointee. So fuck
it. Just wait.
I'm done.
Vitter has been general counsel to the Roman Catholic Archdiocese.
She protects child rapists and priests
of New Orleans. And she is the wife of former Senator David Vitter from Louisiana.
Okay.
She drew fierce opposition from all the Democrats because she has long been a vocal opponent of women's rights.
Let's be honest. Okay, not only are the Republicans anti-woman, we get that. That's fine. We understand that, you fuckheads. You're also pro-rapist. They're pro-rape. I mean, really. Prove me wrong.
Well, the rapists get treated better than the doctors in Alabama.
How long is Bill Cosby in fucking jail? How, like 28 years, some bullshit like that. How long do you go to jail in Alabama if you have an abortion? Or if you're a doctor, is it 99 years
up
or some
99 years if you're a doctor.
Bill Cosby gets less. Bill fucking Cosby, serial rapist. Jack off on your feet. It'll drug you.
Right, but you'll get an acting lesson out of the deal.
I'm sorry, just a quick sidebar. Some fucking star like Bill fucking Cosby making fuck tons of money has no business giving acting lessons. Here's why. He doesn't do anything worth the shit. He walks in that set and he says a bunch of bullshit as Bill Cosby. And there's a bunch of other actors surrounding his rapist ass, making him look good in the scenes. That's what happens.
I thought he was a pretty decent actor. He was in a couple of, he was in some serious movies along the way. He was a decent actor. It says abortion bans are inviting Roe versus Wade, but they know the clock's a ticking because they think this might be their last chance. That's why all these scuds are being launched
As long as we have dirtbag Republicans in hardliners in this government, there's always a chance. There's always a chance that they will come for the rights of women to have an abortion.
Well, now they have a friend in the Eastern District Court of Louisiana.
Bucky.
Because this woman in the past has said Planned Parenthood kills over 150,000 females every year. I believe she's also said that abortion causes cancer.
There weren't, how many Republicans voted against to confirm her? Just one?
A detail she didn't disclose to the committee. She had moderated a panel at a 2013 anti-abortion conference peddling in misinformation about false links between abortion and cancer. She urged audience members to tell their doctors to put brochures in their waiting rooms that would falsely claim birth control leads to, quote, a violent death.
Let's give her a lifetime appointment as a fucking judge. That, you know what I want? I want some group to look into how you get her undone. How do you get her out of that seat?
Mazie Hirono, senator from Hawaii, who was one of my faves when they had that hearing with William Barr.
Oh,
she
yes.
shredded the fuck out of him.
Hell yeah.
And the Republicans got all upset. Oh, she's so uncivil. Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii said, all I'm looking for are judges that are fair and impartial. They need to exhibit judgment, not to mention common sense. Ms. Vitter's public endorsement of these obvious falsehoods and her urging of the audience to distribute materials containing such obvious lies shows she lacks the judgment for a lifetime appointment. But the Republicans said, we like her. Here's your lifetime job.
Oh, God. What a bunch of motherfuckers. This is why the Republicans are just fucked. There's nothing to... One Republican voted against her.
Susan Collins.
Oh, wow. Okay, good job.
Who's trying to scrape some of the layers of shit off of herself for voting for Kavanaugh.
I won't forget that.
Vitter has also taken heat. She's one of these judges that for some reason won't say, yeah, I think Brown versus Board of Education was correctly decided.
You know what she thinks.
She's one of these who's like, well, you know, it's decided law already. And they say, well, we know that. Do you think it was decided correctly? Well, you know, I'm not going to second. They never say.
We know how she feels, and we know what she will do.
And in his confirmation hearing, John Roberts, the current poobah of the Supreme Court.
Yes.
Chief Justice. You know what he said when he was asked that question?
Right.
He said it's that he would expect Marbury versus Madison to come up before them at the same time Brown versus Board. I mean, he feels it's that foundational
right
of a decision.
Yeah.
That there's no way it would come up before them or anything.
Shit.
And however.
I mean, there's a lot of things that you read in the news that I wouldn't imagine would happen. So my rule is whenever I hear myself saying that will never happen, that's a red flag. I might not know what the fuck I'm talking about.
So yeah, Vitter is taking heat for not saying whether she agreed with the landmark civil rights case that desegregated U.S. public schools.
Yeah, God.
Brown versus Board of Education.
Yay!
She is the second of Trump's controversial judicial nominees to get confirmed this week. That's all the Senate is doing right now.
Yeah.
I think it was one of the senators, might have been Chris Murphy, tweeted Yay. Something or that the Democratic senators are frustrated because literally all they're doing is the Republicans get together for lunch.
Yeah.
And they chat and then they waddle in and they confirm a judge and then they go home. They're done.
They're little whores because for Trump.
Yeah. They're refusing to bring up any legislation that's coming from the House.
That's the reason the Democrats need to impeach this motherfucker. They need to go through this process. They need to show what a shit stain he is. And then they need to lay it at the feet of Mitch the bitch. And then Mitch the bitch in front of everybody can say, I'm not concerned. I'm not interested. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, surely that will have some repercussions when these asshole Republican senators are, you know, have to go up for re-election. I mean, they're going to have to answer for not wanting to impeach, right?
One would hope.
And maybe some of these purpley states filled with fucking moderates that I don't fucking understand on any fucking level.
Maybe it's not Chris Murphy. I just looked through his tweets, but it's maybe Mark Warner. One of the Democratic senators was saying, yes, basically, you know, we're not getting anything done.
Right.
Nothing's getting done. They want to do is rubber stamp and fast track judges so that they can cram as many judges into the system as they can before the Democrats take over in 2020.
They're just being used by Donald. That's it. That's their function. That's what they do. That's their job as a senator.
Well, kind of used by the rich moneyed interest handlers.
Right.
I think I'd be more worried about the like business and type of shit that these people, they're going to try to get rid of labor. They're going to vote against labor every time. They're going to rule against labor. I mean, they're going to social issues, maybe less, maybe, I don't know. But I'd be more worried about more Citizens United type shit, more religious freedom, probably, which means we can discriminate. We can put up no homos allowed signs.
Shit.
But heaven forbid you put up no Christians allowed. That's why they don't want those protections added to the Civil Rights Act. Because right now you can't put up no Christians allowed sign.
Right.
But you can put up no homos allowed.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're not protected specifically.
Guy, you know, I'm thinking about like if Trump isn't elected in 2020 and there's a Democrat, they're just going to have to fix everything
that they can.
That's going to be their mission.
Right. That's what Obama had to do.
Yeah.
And spent his wad on Obamacare.
Yeah. You got to wonder, is Joe Biden the right guy for that? I mean, if he's nominated, of course he is, whatever. But is Joe Biden the right guy for that? To do that, do you think? Out of all the people we have to pick from?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping not one of them actually believes their own bullshit about, you know, maybe we're going to reach out to work with the Republicans kind of crap. I'm hoping that's just lying to the more ignorant among us that believe that the Democrats can work with Republicans or the Republicans will work in any capacity to do anything good the country.
I don't get the idea that Warren feels that way.
I think she's woke.
Yeah. I don't think she wants to fuck with them.
I think Kamala a little bit too, because Kamala's saying, you know, she said she's giving Congress like 100 days to do this or 100 days to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said she's whipping out the pen as much as she can. She goes,
why 100 days? Just do it. I mean, look at this.
They need to get settled and
fucking she said she's waiting on the Congress to do something. She's going to give them 100 days.
Well, they have to pass shit for her to sign, is what she's talking about. They can't. They have to write the shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then vote on the shit.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood. When you said get out her pen, I thought she meant executive orders.
Oh, she did. But if they're not going to do it within 100 days, then she'll do what she can. It's always better legislatively than the pen.
Well, I mean, if there's Democrats in control of things, yeah, I guess it's worth it to wait.
Because sadly, it's a lot easier for the next guy that comes in to just...
Yeah.
Put a big X through it.
Right.
And undo your executive orders and do his own. Whereas they can't do that with laws that have been passed.
But if she has something like Obama had, like a Republican Congress and a, Republican Congress legislative bodies, why wait? What are they going to do for you? Well, thing.
That's why she said she'll give them 100 days. Assuming that the Democrats keep the House.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And then that means that the Republicans will probably keep the Senate.
They aren't going
to
do shit.
We have to deal with Cocaine Mitch.
They aren't going to do shit.
Unless a miracle happens in Kentucky and Mitch gets voted out. That would be kind of spectacular, but I don't know. We have to win the Senate.
And actually, we have to have elections. We have to have elections, and we have to have a transfer of power. And we have this guy lying us into a war with Iran.
Yeah, so, the reports today are, though, that he's not into it.
Yeah.
That there's more cracks forming, and good God, Drudge just put up a third headline about Rocket Man. I wonder if Matt Drudge invested
in that fucking
or
movie?
Something.
What? Hey, by the way, how would that be possible? Who the fuck would make a movie about Elton John and take money from Matt fucking Drudge?
Well, that's
Jesus Christ.
Well, Steve Mnuchin was a Hollywood financier.
Yeah, you probably didn't know who the fuck he was when you were taking his money. Who the fuck knows what that ugly fucking... looks like the Predator.
Did you see what I think I might have put it up on Facebook. Did you see that Mnuchin, another one of these, self-made Republicans? Actually, his father's rich as fuck. And today made headlines.
Yes?
Two headlines.
Right.
One, the most... I think the highest dollar sale of a piece of art by a living artist was sold.
Yes.
$91 million was paid for a 3-foot silver rabbit sculpture.
By Steve Mnuchin's fucking daddy?
By a famous contemporary artist who I could look up right now, but I'm just not going to. And, but the purchaser, was Steve Mnuchin's daddy.
Oh, then he's got too much money.
$91 million on a piece of art.
Burn it.
Oh, I don't say
fuck that.
I think I like art, but
$91 million.
That's a little nuts.
That's offensive.
That's I tweeted out. I wonder how many school lunches.
Yeah, I saw that
for needy kids. This would cover.
Fuck, those people don't fucking care. Those rich people don't give a fuck. I mean, why is a statue of a silver rabbit worth $91 million? That's offensive.
There was an auction. And that's what they were willing to pay.
And Steve Mnuchin's self-made, huh? Is that what he says?
No. I'm just, the Republicans these days seem to think this administration is a bunch of folk heroes who...
they're weirdos.
Pulled themselves up from nothing.
Listen, if you spend $91 million on a statue of a silver fucking rabbit, you're fucked up in the head. You have a fucked up sense of money and whatever. That is fucking bizarre. Republicans are weirdos, dude.
Jeff Koons is the artiste.
Congratulations, Jeff. I don't know his art, but Steve Mnuchin's daddy's a big sucker.
A work by Jeff Koons once again achieved the highest auction price for a living artist when his stainless steel, it's titled Rabbit.
Oh, my God.
From 1986, sold for $91.1 million with fees before a packed audience at Christie's in New York last night.
Oh, wow.
The art dealer, Bob Mnuchin. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin's father bought the work on behalf of a client.
Yes.
Oh, well, I guess he was the art dealer. He didn't spend the money then.
Right.
I misread this.
Oh, okay.
But nonetheless, he gets a commission.
He gets a big fat cut.
As an art dealer, yeah.
Good God. Let's read this. Jeff Koons is an American artist known for working with popular culture subjects. And he makes balloon animals?
Well, yeah.
But they're stainless steel.
Right, right, right. That's what this rabbit kind of looks like.
What the fuck? That's $91 million. What dickhead bought that? What do you do with it?
The name of the purchaser is Lena Gorman.
God.
Oh, no. That's some director. So it's an unnamed purchaser, but Bob Mnuchin brokered the deal, I guess.
You got it.
The new record was achieved after more than 6 minutes, largely between three potential buyers going to a bidder in the room for the hammer price of $80 million. After fees, it's 91. The nearly 3.5 foot statue from 1986 was previously in the collection of publishing magnate S.I. Newhouse. It carried a low estimate of $50 million.
God,
20 minutes. Listen to all this money that's flying around. 20 minutes earlier, Robert Rauschenberg's 8 foot tall Buffalo 2, one of his silkscreen paintings, achieved a hammer price of $78 million.
Oh, I'm just saying, of all the people living in those homeless camps in L.A., just under bridges and overpasses, explain this to them. Explain that.
Man.
I mean, there are people on the streets. I saw a homeless. I walked to downtown Pensacola last night. There's a homeless person who was like, hey, can I have a couple of bucks for some fries? Explain this $91 million motherfucking stainless steel rabbit to that person begging for money, for food. What the fuck, man?
Christie's spring sale of post-war and contemporary art achieved $539 million with 91% of the lots sold.
Yay. Boy. Wow. We need to redistribute the fucking wealth, man. I mean, fuck this. It's weird. It's like all these weird rich fuckers govern our society. And somehow we have laws where you can't get an abortion in Alabama, even if you're raped. I mean, come on.
Man, Andy Warhol, Warhol's double Elvis.
Yes.
Went for $48 million on the
good
hammer,
God,
53
dude.
With fees.
I'm not anti-art or anything. I just think $91 million being sold for this dumb fucking rabbit, and I'm looking at it right now, I guess I like it. I don't know. It just seems like that amount of money seems offensive.
It's typical of that period for Koons where he was, it's minimalist and looks like a balloon animal.
Hey, listen. Yeah, I saw some of your work, Mr. Koons, just now on Google Images. Congratulations. I mean, I don't know what kind of skill or artistry it takes to make this shit you made.
But none of that goes to him.
The money for that art?
Some magazine gazillionaire owned it before.
Oh, okay.
So,
but he made it.
Right. That's why Banksy did that one where he set it to self-destruct, because he was like, this is bullshit that, you know, an artist can sell something for $30 and then 15 years later, some asshole sells it for $10
million. Oh, wow.
And the artist gets fuck all. Oops. So that was kind of one of his points, was that once it sold for ridiculous amounts of money,
yeah,
that he triggered that remote control and it shredded.
Well, Jeff
shredded. Now it's worth more, ironically.
God.
It backfired on him.
So he didn't get paid, this Jeff Koons.
I would think not. I don't think the artist gets any kind of commission after the initial sale.
Yeah. If somebody commissioned it from him.
They should do it like residuals or something.
Yeah.
Like if somebody sells it or somebody's making money off of displaying it, then maybe they should get residuals. Yeah, I don't know how that would work. Anyway, that's a record.
Right.
Congratulations to Steve Mnuchin's dad's client for spending $91 million to buy a 3-foot metal rabbit.
Jeff Koons has a net worth of $200 million.
He's doing okay.
God, I mean it.
Doesn't happen often. Good for him. There's a lot of talented artists out there.
Right.
Sadly.
Yes.
Not all of them make money.
$200 million.
Guess what there would be more of?
He's got too much fucking money.
There would be more good artists out there.
Oh, yeah.
If we each had a guaranteed minimum income.
Who knows how Jeff Koons got...
Right?
Who knows how he
That's what they found in those experiments in these towns where they've tried guaranteed minimum income, where you have people who, yes, they stop working and start doing art. Oh, my God. But guess what? Other people might like their art, and suddenly they start making money.
Maybe we'll be happier.
Because other people have disposable income if they have a guaranteed minimum income coming in also.
Right,
and then they have more money to spend on art and theater and music.
Right, right. It makes for a better fucking society.
Everybody's happier.
Well, you know what we have in this country? We have a culture awash in Jesus bullshit, and that is not remotely cool. It's not.
Well, faux Jesus bullshit, because one would argue.
Ugh.
I mean, I don't obviously believe none of it.
Of course
but
not.
Having read the Bible a couple of times.
God.
And the New Testament more than that.
Yes.
After 12 years of Catholic school.
Ugh.
That the message of these evangelicals ain't the message of that character
but
Jesus in that book.
But it's not cool. You know what I mean? It's restrictive. It's oppressive.
That's all added on, right?
All the arts and all that shit. I mean, if everything, you know, the way this Christian shit, this Christian music and Christian art that gets sold and stuff, it's all got to be about Jesus and how Jesus is fucking the shit, you know, that Jesus is fucking awesome. It's got to be the point of every Christian music song or the point of every, like, piece of Christian art or whatever. It's got to be how great Jesus' cock is.
Yes, sir, Jesus! Well, yeah. I will do it!
Hey, I was going to say to Jesus, if he's listening, I'm sorry you got crucified and all that shit, but you didn't die for my fucking sins, so I don't
know
your shit.
He knew it was coming.
No, God did. God told him, right? Didn't God tell him?
But Jesus is God.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes. Is he really?
The Catholics believe in that Trinity thing.
Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Right.
Which one's the Holy fucking Ghost then?
The transparent one that makes you say shit like Chateau, Chateau, Chateau.
Catholics are like, in Catholic school, it's like, hey, Father, before you rape me again, try to explain the Trinity.
See?
Did we get sidetracked because...
I don't know what we were talking about.
We were talking about that horrible person that used to defend the Catholics who's now got a judgeship.
Well, that's it. She's a judge.
And what did she do? She protects priests that rape children, and now she's
well,
a judge.
Well, she worked for... I don't know if she ever defended. She was legal counsel for the diocese there, so I'm assuming she probably did have to defend.
Yes.
But she, more specifically, was trying to get people to get doctors to put pamphlets with misinformation in their lobbies.
Yes, yes.
Ain't true.
Right.
There you go. Let's see. I've got nothing to see here, folks.
Oh, okay. How would you, let's say you went to your doc. I'm sorry. That's so weird. I glossed over this. I get pamphlets from this lunatic, right? From this anti-choice pamphlets from this fucking lunatic. I'm just trying to understand. And then I go to my doctor and I'm say, hey doc, would you consider passing these out? Or put them in your lobby? Who would do that?
Well, yeah, and was she trying to get them in women's clinic lobbies? Because
I don't know.
They're not going to do that.
Listen, Christians, faux Christians, whoever is listening, Stop with this thing where you have to spread your bullshit religion. It's so irritating.
It was probably one of those fake pregnancy centers.
Oh, God.
You know, they probably wanted them in all that are, sadly, California, I think, got shot down.
God damn.
And they were trying to put restrictions on them. The Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that, because they wanted to force those faux clinics to actually give women information so that they can go to a real clinic with real doctors and not some Christian organization that's really just going to lie to them and try to convince them not to kill their baby.
Right. I wonder if Kay Ivey has a granddaughter or some. And this granddaughter was, say, raped by someone and she got pregnant. I mean,
it would go away.
It would go away. Wouldn't that nice?
She'd go off to summer camp for a week.
That, hey, to be rich or in power, that is the best thing you can be. Make $1 billion selling stupid stainless steel animals.
Yeah, they're saying, they've always said they don't stop abortions, they stop safe abortions.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. That's what Elizabeth Warren tweeted about today.
So this is, as I said, nothing to see here, folks. Corruption whatsoever or shenaniganry. Yay. President Trump today yesterday gave a full pardon to a man named Conrad Black, former British newspaper publisher, who just coincidentally wrote a very flattering pro-Trump book last year.
I saw that.
Just a coincidence. He had nothing to do with that. He totally deserved this pardon. Prosecutors had accused Black. I mean, he was convicted and did time. Former owner of newspapers like the Chicago Sun-Times and the Daily Telegraph. They accused him of several acts of mail fraud and obstruction in 2007.
Perfect.
The statement noted, however, that the Supreme Court overturned almost all the charges in his case.
Okay.
They say, the BBC says he faced 13 charges at the time over claims that he stole $60 million from investors.
Oh, my God.
Into his newspaper firm.
That guy gets pardoned?
Despite the Supreme Court narrowing the scope of the law used to convict him, he still was sentenced to 42 months in prison. So even after they whittled down the charges,
right.
He still was sentenced to almost 4 years.
Can I just one question? I don't know if it's relevant, but is he white?
Oh, I mean, his name is Black. Black, who was born in Canada, moved back there in 2012 after his release from jail. So he did his time.
Okay.
Moved back to Canada.
He's already out of jail?
Yeah, 2007 is when he was convicted.
What? Who fucking cares?
He did 4 years.
Who cares?
The White House. Oh, God, he's titled. The White House praised Black, also known as Baron Black of Cross Harbor.
God damn.
A member of the British House of Lords.
Hello! That sounds like, it's so stupid.
From which he is currently on leave of absence. The White House said he's an entrepreneur and a scholar who made tremendous contributions to business, political, and historical thought.
What about his investors that he stole $60 million from? Damn.
The statement noted that Baron Black has penned biographies of Presidents Franklin Roosevelt, Richard Nixon, and kind of left out the fact that he also wrote a lavishing praise last year about Trump. His book titled Donald J. Trump, A President Like No Other.
Was that his point for writing it, you think?
Of course. Was published in May 2018.
What?
The Amazon description describes it. It's over 250 pages. It says Black writes about his friend, Donald Trump, and provides, quote, the most intriguing and significant analysis yet of Trump's political rise.
Stop it! I have analysis. Can I offer my analysis if you don't mind? My analysis of his political rise, Trump?
Sure.
Would you like it? A bunch of people that are racist, they voted for him. A bunch of bigots came out and voted for him, and it's unfortunate, but that's why he won.
Okay.
I'm going to make that into a whole big fucking book like this guy. God.
Maybe you'll get pardoned.
You're already out of jail, you dumb fuck. What do you fucking care? What does he fucking care? And if I'm the president...
Well, he could probably couldn't travel a little bit. He probably had problems coming back to the United States if he's a convicted felon and stuff like
that. Is he rich, though?
Of course. So, God. Again...
Who fucking cares?
He's rich, yes. Is why he got pardoned.
It's weird. If I was president and this guy asked me for a pardon, I'd be like, suck my dick. You're not even in jail, stupid. Hey, Kim Kardashian, why don't you go back to the White House and see if you can get somebody else that's not a rich white guy pardoned? Fuck.
Strange. That was at the Daily Beast. I just saw another headline. Medieval sex cult at center of German crossbow murder mystery.
What the fuck?
Sounds like one of those detective shows from Britain that's been running all the time where they need to come up with a murder a week so they get more and more bizarre.
Have you ever seen a crossbow loaded?
A crossbow.
Oh, okay. Doesn't it seem like... I know all weapons are dangerous, but damn.
They're a little scary.
It seems like there's a lot of potential mishaps that could happen.
They're a little scary.
Loading your crossbow, doesn't it?
It was a little scary.
Yeah.
I like, I've shot a bow and arrow a bunch of times too, and that's fun.
Yeah.
The crossbow is a little scary.
Right. These are weapons of violence too. I mean, we can have fun doing other things.
Because you can really feel it when you pull that trigger.
Yeah, yeah. You can feel the tension on the fucking thing. Chewbacca, most famous crossbow user in.
Okay.
Well, wait, the guy on The Walking Dead.
One would argue that it's not really a crossbow.
Well, but... The Walking Dead guy. Is he more popular with the crossbow than the late, great Chewbacca?
Well, a real crossbow.
Well,
Chewbacca is
just
is
as real.
A laser crossbow.
Just as real. just as real as Jesus.
You can watch those movies and all kinds of shit if you go to Amazon, and become an Amazon Prime member. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon when you buy shit too, and you get that 2-day free shipping.
Oh, right, yeah.
And all that fun stuff.
You gotta quit spending your money in Alabama, right?
It's already happening. There's businesses that are saying they're not expanding there. Businesses that are like, we're not opening there.
I was just thinking, I'm not going to do
that. That's how you got to hit them.
Right, right. No comedy shows in Alabama. You guys don't get comedy.
You're not going to go to Mobile anymore?
Well, I know, because when I go there, I mean, what do you do?
You're stimulating the economy.
I know, and I like the place I go. It's ran by a bunch of fucking hippies that I know would be against this shit.
Blind Mule. It's a great place in downtown Mobile, Alabama.
But do you want to support a state that's the Handmaid's Tale?
Right.
They want to send women to jail for getting health care. That's fucked.
This opens up from the Daily Beast. It says the storefront window of Torsten Weiss's medieval fetish shop.
Nein!
In Hachenberg, Germany.
Borski, 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 Borski.
Wasn't it Swedish chef?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
It was. It's in the
area. Well, a lot of them speak multiple languages.
Yeah.
The window is adorned with a mannequin spattered with fake blood.
Yes.
Sitting open-legged on a counter.
Right.
A periwinkle blue rope is tied several times around her wrists and neck. Thick silver chains draped across her shoulders like suspenders. A stained blindfold pushed up above her eyes.
Stained?
The store offers replicas of ancient weapons like longbows, spears, and battle axes.
Everybody calm down.
Weiss was the tattooed and pierced owner of the shop, who police say once owned a dog that used to maul and bite other dogs to death.
Now,
that's not
that's
cool.
An issue. They need the dog whisperer.
Last week, Mr. Weiss was found dead with crossbow bolts protruding from his neck and skull on a double bed on the second floor of the quaint B&B of a quaint B&B in Passau, Germany.
Is this a British paper that you're reading from?
The Daily Beast.
Okay, whoever wrote this, thank you for letting me know the color of that rope was but periwinkle. It really ties the whole thing together.
It's Europe, so it's probably a British.
What color were the sheets? Why don't I know the color of the fucking sheets? I know the color of that rope is periwinkle. Where do you find a periwinkle rope?
I don't know what color that is. Is that blue?
Yeah.
Is that a blue or is it a red? What color is periwinkle?
Siri, show me periwinkle.
Are you looking at the flower now or something? Let me try mine. Siri, what color is periwinkle?
I'm on. Oh, it's this color. It's like,
wait. Okay, check it out. I have Irish Siri.
Of course.
It is in the blue and violet family.
You got Siri, you can't understand.
I can understand
Siri.
Put it
on Scottish.
I wish they had Scottish. I would get Scottish Siri in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite accent.
Heartbeat.
By his side, the guy who had a crossbow bolt in his head and his neck was 33-year-old Kirsten Enders, who had also succumbed to similar fatal injuries.
So they both died from, wait.
On the floor in front of them in a pool of blood was 30-year-old Farina Kaspari, suspecting of honoring Weiss's dominator command to first kill him and then Enders, and then take her own life, which she clearly did.
Does no one smoke marijuana anymore? These people need to calm down. Well, they're dead.
Investigators suspect they were all members of a sex circle with a focus on the Middle Ages.
Well, boy, they fucked in a serious manner back in the Middle Ages, huh?
Well, not often. I would think.
Oh yeah, you know, you do that. What?
How many times do you come with a crossbow bolt protruding from your eye hole?
What is that called? Look that up on Urban Dictionary. What is that?
So there. I'm sorry. I saw that headline and
yes,
obviously it caught my eye. There we go. Thoughts and prayers to the German sex cult.
God. Oof.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern live, and then we put it out as a podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application.
Yes.
You can always go to crabdiving.com and don't forget to listen to the other stuff that we got here streaming on the warm stream for you.
That's right, Pat.
All kinds of shows, go to crabdiving.com.
Yeah. And if you vote, you know, support politicians that are on the right side of this net neutrality shit, or else you won't be able to hear us, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
That means not Republicans. Not vote for Republicans.
And that means, I saw somewhere a few Democrats just voted in a very fucked up way regarding net neutrality or something. A few Dems.
I didn't see them. Yeah. Maybe they're purple staters.
Oh, God. What? That's a fallacy, man. You can't be, there's no room for being a moderate when the other side are a bunch of hobgoblins.
Blah, blah. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio entered the race.
Yay. What's his deal?
Profound apathy, apparently, on all sides, except in New York City, where he is the mayor.
Yeah.
Where his current approval, I believe, was 3 points underwater. He's at 46% or like 42% approve, 45 disapprove of him.
So wait.
In liberal New York.
So why? What? Okay.
I don't know.
I'm not popular where people know me. Let me go run for president.
Right. And you know, you could think that if he was really popular, that would be one thing. But they said that one of his aides said or something that part of the strategy was like, well, I mean, he looks at Pete Buttigieg, who is the mayor of a town of like 100,000 people.
Yes.
And he is doing great. So, of course, the mayor of the biggest city in the country.
Yes.
Would immediately do well. But we talked about it yesterday. Name recognition doesn't mean shit if they don't like you.
Yes.
I recognize Ted Cruz's name.
I don't like him.
Correct.
Right. And what did Donald Trump say about Ted Cruz when he ran for president?
Said Lion Ted.
Oh, I was going to say, he called him a pussy.
Well, he called him, well, he repeated when someone else called him a pussy. He did say his wife was ugly and that his father may have helped kill Kennedy.
Oh, our president's weird as fuck. He's just bizarre, dude. He's a wacko.
So he's kind of, I saw de Blasio, he's kind of running on, nobody knows Trump better than me. I've been battling this fucker for 20 years.
Yes.
So he's thinking, you know, he knows all the Trumpian tactics or right. Whatever. I don't know. I think he's doomed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just going to muddy the waters.
All right.
Having said that, I will absolutely vote for him if he gets the nomination.
Yeah, yeah. Who knows? Who knows what's up? I don't have a fucking idea.
I don't have a fucking
Mr. Speaker, I request permission to read the definition of sadism.
Please continue.
Still, maybe God, there's so many great parts in that speech. That Mr. Speaker says, please continue.
Please continue. Do you think that was sadism with the crossbows, with the periwinkle robe, and the person with the...
sadomasochism, yeah. It's
very sadism.
We've got, I'm just checking to see if there's, we don't have a Coach Dave update, sadly.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he probably did his show, but I don't have anything specific that he said. We're still on the countdown to, they can't march anymore, so they're going to drive around.
Well, yeah.
Near Hillary and Bill Clinton's house.
Well, Coach Dave must be woozy from loss of sperm over this abortion shit, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he must love it. Surely he said something about it. I mean, celebrating it. I mean, I know it's more fun to listen to Coach Dave when he's you know, upset. But God, this has got to be the best day of his fucking life, right?
A bunch
of cells it's inside yet. Someone. You can, you know, you did your job, Coach Dave.
We have, this one is interesting, though. We haven't heard from this guy. We could save this for tomorrow, but what the fuck?
Yes.
Let's call an audible.
Boo.
We're improvising. Tell the producers we're improvising.
Can I get a suggestion from the audience?
Not that kind of improv.
A location.
We want people to listen.
Yes, and. All right.
We want people to stay.
I'm the mailman.
Rick Wiles, everybody.
Oh, yes. Hi, garbage person.
This is appropriate as far as the news headlines with all of these Christian incursions.
This dick bag is like totally uteruses. He's like totally anti-trans, right?
Anti-fill in the blank.
Yeah, yeah. Except straight white guys.
On his True News show last night.
Fuck you.
Ironically named.
You should be able to name something that shouldn't be. He shouldn't be allowed that. I don't care.
Well, here is Rick Wiles with his one man, old man, pecker salute.
Yes.
To what happened in Alabama. He likes it.
Yes.
Here's Rick Wiles.
Please show me in the Constitution. Where is the clause in the Constitution that says a woman has the right to murder an innocent baby?
Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Well, that's in the Declaration. But we don't acknowledge that it's a baby. It's not a baby. It's a fetus.
Has the right to murder an innocent baby. A bunch of reprobates on the Supreme Court declared that a constitutional right to murder babies exists in our Constitution. There is no such right.
Not a single place.
There is no such federal law. Congress has never...
I love the...
Not a single place.
I love the toadies. Yeah, oh, not a single place.
Hey, that
Rick.
Toady, he got Rick Wiles' cock out of his mouth just quick enough to say that. That's impressive.
Well, yeah, he balanced it on the end of his tongue. His bell end.
No, jeez.
Never passed an abortion law. It's never happened.
Right.
Judges on the Supreme Court who defied the living God decided that they would legalize the slaughter of babies in this country. Those judges, some of them, I guess all of them by now, are dead.
God, this okay.
This was 40 years ago.
Right.
And they were Supreme Court justices.
Yes.
Probably by definition up there when they were nominated. So is he going to try to say that they've been smited by the Lord
in the
40 years since seven old people voted?
I mean,
I don't think he can't draw that one, right? Oh, that conclusion.
Yes, he absolutely could. This guy, this Rick Wiles is a fucking dingbat.
Are dead. And their carcasses will burn in hell forever. I personally believe that abortionists and those who fight for abortion.
Oh, that's us.
Yes. Yes.
Get ready.
Hey, Rick, I think you're going to burn in hell. What do you think about that, dickhead?
I think Rick has some prognostication coming up for people like us who think women should be able to make their own fucking decisions about their own fucking bodies.
Fuck you, Rick.
I personally believe that abortionists and those who fight for abortion, I believe that after you die and after the judgment of Almighty God on Judgment Day,
fuck you.
I believe that abortionists and the supporters of abortion, I believe that their punishment in the lake of fire will be to be aborted continuously by demons. Continuous perpetual.
Listen to how hard he is. Continuous perpetual abortion. There's going to be coat hangers poking into your eye holes for eternity.
Continuous perpetual abortion.
Listen to the glee in this alleged Christian's voice as he is hoping and wistful, hoping that he's gonna be on channel 69 in heaven.
Ooh.
Watching these abortionists get tortured for eternity. That's
right.
This alleged Christian's heaven.
So how does it work? How does it work? I'm in a womb. I'm a fetus. I'm impregnated. Well, my host body has been impregnated. Oh, look, I'm in a womb. I'm chilling. Then all of a sudden, in comes a coat hanger. Stab, 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 stab.
Right.
And then happens over and over again in the lake of fire.
Yeah, you're going to be chopped up in a bunch of little pieces.
Hold on a second.
Hoovered out, hoovered away.
Oh, okay. So you're saying in the lake of fire, the perpetual, what is it, perpetual something abortion?
What do you mean?
What you just read, if in hell there'll be what he said, a perpetual.
Well, here,
fucking,
will be to be aborted continuously by demons.
And demons are not gentle when they abort the fuck out of you.
No, what kind of demons are we talking about, dickhead?
I don't think they sterilize the equipment in between.
Oh, perfect. Oh, it's a lake of fire. Don't be ridiculous. You don't need to sterilize anything. It's, you know what I mean? It's what demon, though? What kind of demon? Are we Lord of the Rings demon? Or is it like...
Oh, well, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know any other demons. Like a Harry Potter demon. What would that be?
Continuously by demons. Continuous, perpetual, eternal abortion. Think about that, Doc.
No, I'm just sitting here.
Think about a demon.
I'm sitting here hard. I can't. God. I can't. There's not enough blood flow to my mouth.
Where? Come flow. Where do these guys record? Do they record in there?
They've got a studio. It's a pretty fancy setup.
Oh, my God. How sad. Rick, do
it's
you
very
make...
well lit. It's shot well.
Does he make
he's
money?
He's got a nice suit on. I mean,
God.
He looks
continuous, perpetual abortion.
He's not selling. He's not selling buckets of food, dried food,
please.
That you can use as an ottoman.
He's selling demon protection.
I'm just sitting here.
Think about a demon with scalpels, scissors, cutting your spinal cord again.
It's Johnny Scissorhands or Edward Scissorhands.
Johnny!
It's Edward. Edward Scissorhands.
Who do you think you are, little Johnny Scissorhands?
Edward went to heaven. Oh, Johnny, yes. his miscreant brother.
Johnny Scissorhands is in the lake of fire. He's the demon performing the abortions. Yeah. Is that what you're saying? Sometimes they just abort straight out of the rectum. They pull the fetus out backwards.
Listen to this. God, he's really thought about this.
I'm Johnny Scissorhands.
Continuous, perpetual, eternal abortion. Think about that, Doc.
No, I'm just sitting here.
Think about a demon with scalpels, scissors, cutting your spinal cord.
Again and again.
Again and again.
Crushing your skull.
Crushing your skull, ripping your heart out. Using a vacuum cleaner to suck your organs out. And then it all goes back together, and they do it again.
Maybe the demon even whispers, "You're not really a person. You're not really a person.
You're not a person."
See, this guy took it too far. This is why you can't do improv.
No.
This guy took it too far now.
Yeah.
Maybe the demon's whispering. The demon's whispering, "You're not a person. You're not a person."
Are you saying that he...
Stop touching yourself, Jimmy. Oh, I'm sorry.
Jimmy Scissorhands. He betrayed the reality of the improv that we were playing. He betrayed the reality by whispering, "You're not really a person."
Well, and sometimes let it go.
Yes. Yes. Let it go. Let it in.
Yeah. The other two scary old white guys had it going. You didn't have to interject.
No, you didn't, dickhead.
But he felt like he had to stuff something in there. And the shit that he came up with was, they're whispering, "You're not a person.
Well,
you're not a person."
Whoever this is, this lackey over at the Rick Wiles show, if I was God looking down on your sorry ass for ruining that moment on the Rick Wiles show, I would cast you into the lake of fire for continuous perpetual abortions. That one guy's like, "Yeah, you're bashing a skull in."
"To suck your organs out." And then it all goes back together, and they do it again.
Whoa.
Maybe the demon even whispers, "You're not really a person. You're not really a person.
You're not a person." That's right. You have no rights. And this goes on for billions of years, hundreds of billions of years, billions of years, and it never stops. It never stops. You will be aborted continuously forever.
We get it! We get it! Do you get it?
Listen to how hate-filled and violence, porn-addicted these fucking Christian lunatics are.
God damn it. If you enjoy this podcast, tell your friends about it. Because we do this show even though when we die, we will be subjected to continuous, perpetual abortion by demons with scissors for over 100 billion years, right? Is it 100 billion? Is that what he said?
A zillion years.
Just so we can bring you this podcast.
It's gorilla fighting. Yeah, you are going to be ultimately vulnerable to terrorism. And, you know, if that's what you start doing in the military, like the Greeks did, as people have said, "Louis, you got to understand, you don't even know your history." Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly.
You study military history.
Not a good idea.
Wait. You stopped it.
No, that's the end. That's the third clip of three.
Oh, where's the jack-off part? That's I've heard that a million times. I got that.
What do you mean, the Louis part?
The one saying you jack gives you massages.
That's the first part.
Oh, okay.
There's three. It's chopped into three pieces.
Okay.
And
like your fetus will be in the eternal lake of fire.
And people say, "Hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with you know, guys in the military. Look at the Greeks." Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
And then be ready to be used as a tool.
Is it only the Greeks? I mean, did other earth society?
Well, I don't know what the Mesopotamians were doing at the time.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say if you're in the army of any kind of, like, you know, whatever, back in the day, I'm sure lots of people were jacking people off.
It's a different kind of fighting. It's a different kind of war. And if you're sitting around getting massages all day, ready to go in the big planned battle, then you're not going to last very long.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Louis Gohmert. That was for Texas, who continuously vote Louis Gohmert to be their representative.
Don't they want to put you to death in Texas if you get an abortion?
Yeah, they were talking about that. I believe it was on one of the, it was on one of the, their discussion panels or something, that they were actually going to have a real discussion on the possibility of the death penalty for, for abortion.
This is a good one. Impeach the MF-er just tweeted in at Crab Diving. That asshole gets what he wanted and he still has a raging hate boner.
Oh yeah.
Raging hate boner.
Thanks for tweeting. Tweet us during the show. Oh, yes. Or anytime.
Wasn't that the name of the horse that won the Kentucky Derby this year?
That really won, or the
raging hate boner?
We should have won.
I don't know.
I saw the owners are suing, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Of the horse that was disqualified for shenanigans.
That's rich people business, right?
God, I can't tell. Trump is just retweeting a lot now. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
What a new tweet is.
You know, did you know who the senior advisor to digital, God, what the fuck? I'm fucking it up. His senior digital advisor to the Trump campaign or to the Trump administration. You know, that's the title of the guy that.
That's his caddy, right?
That actually tweets for him. It's his caddy, dude. He was trying. I read this account of where he was in a meeting trying to explain why he wanted to pull out of Syria. And he was trying to justify it by tweets that he's made about Syria and about the engagement on his tweets.
Right.
And he's like, call in Dan. He could better explain this shit. So Mattis has to listen to Dan, the caddy, head of digital, whatever the fuck, explain tweets about Syria. And then the guy resigns. Not the caddy, Mattis.
Mattis is like, that's it. I'm out of here.
How do you get a general to resign from your cabinet? Have a fucking caddy.
Have him take notes from a caddy.
Explain war to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
So Trump had a speech, immigration speech. I already saw a headline that his immigration plans are dead in the water before they're even launched.
Wait. Is Stephen Miller just coming all over the place?
Here is a moment. The headline here, it says Trump briefly pauses his immigration speech to order Lindsey Graham around.
What's my safe word? You forgot.
Do you bring the crossbow?
Yeah, should be in the head. Oh, I hope.
Here's Donald Trump.
Yay.
Commanding his little his little ball licking buddy.
Oh yeah.
Unfortunately, legitimate asylum seekers are being displaced by those lodging frivolous claims. These are frivolous claims to gain admission into our country. Asylum abuse also strains our public school systems, our hospitals and local shelters, using funds that we should and that have to go to elderly veterans, at-risk youth, Americans in poverty, and those in genuine need of protection. We're using the funds that should be going to them.
Sounds pretty sleepy, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Sounds
dude.
Like he didn't Adderall up before this one.
Right.
And that shouldn't happen. And it's not going to happen in a very short period of time. Have to get this approved. My plan expedites relief for legitimate asylum seekers by screening out.
Meanwhile, it really is a Stephen Miller jizz fest of a proposal. They want merit based.
Oh, God.
And it's basically anything that Trump thinks is a shithole country.
Right.
No brown people from your country. Pristine white Swedes are more than welcome.
You know, I read somewhere about this kid, all these people that have died in custody, or they were in a jail and they got out and then they died. It's just like reading the accounts of why people leave these countries. They're starving.
Yeah. No, they're it's bogus claims, according to Trump.
people starving. And, you know, this is unacceptable. We can't run a country. I mean, you know, with climate change, don't you think the amount of starving people are only going to increase? The amount of people that are dying of thirst are only going to increase. And so you're going to get people displaced by, I don't know, environmental bullshit. And we're going to have more refugees.
Yeah, that's what I think Jay Inslee was talking about, the governor that's running for president, but he's running only on environmental issues. He said, you know, imagine what's going to happen. We're going to have climate change refugees.
Yeah. So what are we doing about it?
Nothing. We're, you know, more coal.
You know, I think I mentioned this before, but you know, Miami, you know, parts of that city, they spend some time during the year underwater, or the streets flooded. Yeah. Where you just can't.
It's getting worse. Yeah.
Yeah. And this person went undercover. This blogster went undercover to pretend like she was interested in a Miami condo. And she talked to some real estate agents just to see how they address climate change and rising
I'm assuming
sea
they're
levels.
Not going to. Yeah.
They address it. They lie and they say, well, it's getting better.
And oh,
it's
wow.
better. I mean, how
does that
fuck
work?
And they talk about, like, you know, we're going to raise the roads. This, you know, this place is high off the ground, you know, and that's such a simplistic view. I mean, if you live in a house on stilts that's above, you know, where the water could flood, I mean, you still have to go out of the house and go do shit. And yeah. It's not like it'll be fine existing in a society that's partially underwater. I mean, it'll be a disaster. Anyway, and the real estate agents lie about all that shit.
The meritless claims. If you have a proper claim, you will quickly be admitted. If you don't, you will promptly be returned home. Crucially...
White people love that.
Our plan closes loopholes in federal law to make clear that gang members and criminals are inadmissible. These are some of the worst people anywhere in the world, MS-13 and others. Inadmissible, not coming in. We're taking them out.
We know what inadmissible means.
Thanks, Don.
Out all the time by the thousands a year, but they come in, they are no longer admissible. And for criminals already here, we will ensure their swift deportation. We will keep our community safe. Americans can have complete and total confidence that under this plan, the borders will finally be fully and totally secured.
He's really not at his best in this.
He sounds like he needs a cup of coffee, or he sounds sad. Why is he sad? I mean, he's got everything he wants, right? He's getting on. He's talking about immigration. He's doing his shit. That's his thing.
Skipping a bit.
Friends and others. Lindsay, I see you sitting right there. And Steve, you're working on a plan, an immediate plan, a smaller plan, but a very immediate plan to stop it as of this afternoon. So as fast as you can get something done. This is the big, beautiful, bold plan, but we need something very quickly. And if you can get it done, that would be fantastic.
This sounds fucking insane.
This is his meeting with Lindsay.
Oh, Steve Scalise is there.
On the Rose Garden.
Steve Scalise is there.
Sitting right next to Lindsay, yeah.
Why can't you impeach a Steve Scalise and say, hey, dickhead, my problem with you is you were shot with an AR-15, right?
Yep.
And he's not for making AR-15s go away.
Nope.
He's not for an assault weapons ban.
Yep.
And he was nearly shot and killed with an assault weapon. And he doesn't want them to go away. He's fucked in the brain.
A little bit of breaking news.
This just in.
We have.
Yeah.
According to a court filing.
Yes.
Former National Security Advisor Mikey Flynn was the target of an effort to interfere with his cooperation with Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
Oh, wow.
Quote, defendant informed the government of multiple instances, both before and after his guilty plea.
Oh, shit.
Where either he or his attorneys received communication from persons connected to the administration or Congress that could have affected both his willingness to cooperate.
Wow.
And the completeness of that cooperation.
Now let's
the defendant even provided a voicemail recording of one such communication.
Who's on the voicemail?
That information we do not have.
I have a guess. I don't think it's Donald.
It's probably a congressman or something, or some toady.
No, I'll tell you who it is.
It's Ivanka.
How'd you know I was going to say that?
Oh,
it's Ivanka.
You think it was her?
Yes, absolutely. Based on nothing. But I do think it's her.
Listen, Mike Flynn.
God.
If you say anything, we're going to get you.
God, you sound like a vampire. Fascist.
So, the headline over at Axios. Michael Flynn assisted in Mueller's obstruction and WikiLeaks.
Damn!
Investigation.
Oh, shit.
Some more. Now, I can't wait for the tweet from Trump. I don't know, Michael Flynn, I don't know who he was.
Yeah.
Who is he?
Yeah. He'll say something shitty. Lying, Mikey Flynn.
We also have...
But Michael Flynn's thing was totally fucking crazy, too, right? I mean, there was a... Like, the way he... Like, his communications with the Russian ambassador, with Kislyak.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he totally gave Kislyak a heads up on... Something, right?
Well, he was on their payroll.
Right. Our national security advisor...
Was on Ukraine's, or was on...
Russians.
And Turkey.
Yeah.
Pete Buttigieg...
Buttigieg.
...has unveiled 27 new policy proposals today.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Grouped under three categories.
Yes.
Freedom, security, democracy.
Okay.
Under freedom, health care...
Okay.
Medicare for all who want it as a pathway for Medicare for all.
Okay.
Racial equality. He wants to create a commission to propose reparations policies for Black Americans.
Wow, that's good.
And close the racial wealth gap for LGBTQ rights.
Yes.
Pass the Equality Act.
Right.
Excuse me.
God fucking bless you.
Reverse the ban on transgender military service and force non-discrimination provisions of the Affordable Care Act and key federal civil rights laws.
Why doesn't Buttigieg run as Elizabeth Warren's running mate? Why not?
Well, nobody's running as a running mate yet.
Yeah.
That'll shake out after the first debates, I'm assuming.
Right.
He wants to implement the Green New Deal with all available tools, including a carbon tax, dividend for Americans. Wants major direct investment to build 100% clean energy society. Raise the standard of gun protection and ownership to make all Americans safer.
What? Hold on.
Raise the standard of gun protection and ownership to make all Americans safer.
Ooh.
You know what that means?
Not a fan of that. That's not very plain. What the fuck?
Increase federal resources for countering domestic terrorism and white supremacist violence.
Okay, that's good.
Establish independent statewide redistricting commissions. Get rid of gerrymandering.
Okay.
Have a national popular vote. To replace the Electoral College. He wants a
cool
nationwide referendum. I don't know how that would work.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't understand this gun control thing. I mean, why does that language sound so strange?
True political representation for DC and Puerto Rico. I don't know what that means. They should just be states.
Right. That has to mean that, right?
I don't know what that means.
But see, he doesn't want to say statehood for those two things because there's a reason. So
he would be very specific, I think.
He's half-assing that one.
Right.
Sounds like he's half-assing that, and he's half-assing this gun control shit.
I think that's a little politician speaky, maybe.
Yeah.
There you go.
See, like, we're going to get all these policies, blah, 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 and they're going to have wiggle room for moderates. That's the thing.
Meanwhile, while states like Alabama and Texas and Mississippi and Missouri and, you know, et cetera, Georgia.
Why do you include Mississippi with that? Aren't they more progressive?
Yeah.
Did they elect a senator that said, oh, I'd go to a public lynching and jack off?
While that's happening, there are other states that have or are in the process of trying to fast track state legislation to protect the rights of women in case the Supreme Court turns out to be some Christo ninny fuckwads.
Okay.
And tries to overturn Roe. About 9 states, according to New York Times, are either considering or have passed some kind of legislation. New York already passed a law protecting abortion in later stages of pregnancy.
Yes.
Similar laws are now moving in Vermont and Rhode Island. In Nevada and New Mexico, they're working on repealing old restrictions that have been on the books for decades.
Shit.
To prevent them from being enforced if Roe versus Wade was overturned. You know, the Republicans
because they were
then,
just there and no one was
and because
it.
Roe versus Wade negated them, they just never bothered to take them off the books. And that's a problem.
God damn.
Because if Roe versus Wade were overturned, suddenly those would go back to being enforceable.
Yeah.
You know, the Republicans would love to do that.
God.
The vast majority of abortion laws in recent years have been aimed at restricting access. 660 restrictions have passed since 2001, compared to 33 protection laws.
Wow. Damn.
The 6 key restrictions include bans on many or most abortions, requiring counseling or waiting periods, restriction on Medicaid funding, prohibiting telemedicine for administering abortion pill. In other words, you can't
order it.
You can't. You got to go in. They're forcing you to go make an appointment and see a physician.
God, you know.
Required parental involvement for patients younger than 18 and specific restrictions on abortion clinics.
Yeah. God.
Protections that were passed in some states include support in state constitutions, legal standards, protecting access, Medicaid coverage, permission for physician assistants and other providers. That's in California, I remember. And the conservatives and Republicans went batshit when they found out physician assistants could prescribe a morning after pill.
Right.
Ah!
I mean, a physician's assistant is basically a doctor, dude.
And has...
Right.
Yeah, and has... many and they could write scripts.
What?
So there you go. That's what's going on.
Right. And why do they give a fuck about this? I guess anything to restrict is what they want, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, never mind.
To restrict more and more.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, in the Casey case, it was that verbiage of undue burden.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That they can't pass any law that would unduly burden the exercise of the right. And then you had Republicans in some states saying, hey, driving 8 hours isn't an undue burden. Driving 8 hours and having a 72-hour waiting period and then having your eyes pried open and being forced to look at the sonogram and then being forced to name the baby and have a lunch with it and have a first conception party and all that. That's not, none of those are undue burdens.
But even if it is, the Republicans just wait around until someone sues them, right?
Yeah.
Till a lawsuit. But they still get to pass the shit and their constituents can still suck their dicks and reelect them.
So there are states that are trying to, shore up the rights on the chance.
Well, that's nice.
That things go belly up in the SCOTUS.
And who are those states again? Let's see. That's Arkansas. That's Mississippi. No, that's Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, West Virginia. Florida.
You know, New York, California, Illinois, where a lot of the adults live.
Yes.
We have a story. I guess we'll save that one for tomorrow for Faithless Friday. Tune in tomorrow, everybody. We
hell yeah.
Get our secularism on a little bit more.
Right, right.
This is some bullshit. They're just, I mean, the Republicans have become cartoonish.
I mean, you know,
out of their minds, extremists.
Right.
This is Teja.
Oh, wee wee.
The sovereign state of Texas.
Ooh.
You know, they're trying to pass these voter laws, these restrictive voter laws there.
Isn't that voter suppression, Pat?
And one of these is where they're trying to, they say it's to prevent fraud. Ooh. All the fraud of which none, the evidence they can produce, zero evidence of fraud.
And didn't Donald motherfucking Trump create a blue ribbon investigation committee, whatever the fuck, to
led by Mr. Fraud himself, Chris Kobach.
What happened with him? What did he do that he got?
Well, he was, I think still he's under criminal investigation for shenaniganry, but he ran for governor of Kansas and almost won. But the Democrat there ended up winning, even in Kansas, I guess. Chris Kobach is loathed. But this is now the Senate Bill 9.
Nine.
Activists say will suppress voting rights. Remember, one of them was where you can't. They're trying to keep people from bringing groups of people to the polls. Like, you have to then register as some kind of a election official or something, or you have to produce that you're registered to drive. It's just ridiculous. They're just trying to keep people from bringing lots of people to the polls. Like these, they're specifically going after these church groups.
Yes.
The black church groups,
a nursing home. This happened with a nursing home,
right? Right. Right. So now, they figured out that this Senate Bill 9 will even require somewhat like a Lyft driver or an Uber driver to somehow register with Big Brother if someone uses them to drive them to the poll.
If I'm driving Lyft, somebody gets in and they're going to vote. What if it doesn't come up? How do I fucking know?
If you have more than three voters in your car.
How the fuck am I supposed to fucking know that? You don't, that's the whole point of these rideshare programs. You get in, nobody fucking, you just get in, you get where you're going, and you don't have to talk about a lot of shit. Now, what do you do? Oh, are you guys voting? Are you guys voting?
The legislation would also criminalize poll workers for making simple mistakes.
Oh, that's nice. Which would be, calling out a white person.
Bad policy, would mandate that this bad policy would mandate that non-driving voters must now attest to the reason for their assistance for curbside voting due to physical disability. There, you know, places say you could do curbside voting. They bring it out to you if you're disabled. Now you got to prove you're disabled, they want, in Texas.
Oh, my God. But
there's also a provision that would force carpool drivers to give their name and address to the state.
Why? For fucking what?
One of the Democratic representatives in Texas said, I have a 91-year-old grandmother in a retirement home. If she and three of her friends get an Uber ride to go vote, that Uber driver would have to fill out a form because he brought them to curbside voters. They're all in wheelchairs. And he asked one of the Republicans, is that right? And the Republican said, yes.
Do you know why? Because people driving Lyft just won't do it on election day. Because they're like,
I don't want to be on a list.
I don't want to be exposed. I don't want to be getting in trouble. I don't know.
It's just blatant.
That's evil as fuck.
Voter suppression under the guise of trying to prevent fraud, which again, let's remind everybody, they can't find any of. or minuscule amounts.
But what we can find is voter suppression. We can find bullshit going on at certain precincts, right? That close early, long lines.
Yeah, everywhere.
They don't believe your ID or whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Tommy Lauren is trending.
Oh, yes. Now.
On the Twitter. And immediately you think, well, what did this asshole say?
Oh, yes.
What horrific thing did this moron say?
Okay.
But she's being soundly attacked on social media.
Yes.
By right-wingers for this tweet.
Okay.
From a couple hours ago. And she even says it in her tweet. I will be attacked by fellow conservatives for saying this, but so be it. This Alabama abortion ban is too restrictive. It doesn't save life. It simply forces women into more dangerous methods, other states or countries. You don't encourage life via blanket government mandate.
Hey, Tommy Lauren, shove that tweet up your fucking ass. You're part of this problem. She's a part of the problem. How can you be a moderate on this?
She's gotten hit before for
But you're either pro-choice.
Totally pro-choice.
You're either pro-choice or you're not. There is no daylight, because if you put restrictions on that, you're taking the choice part of away. You're not pro-choice. You're the pro-choice or you're not. Like Pat Robertson, oh, it's too restrictive. Fuck you.
Here's a little good news.
Good Lord.
A little, we're wistful for this here in the first district of Florida.
Oh, we live in Florida.
Our representative is Matt Gaetz.
Okay, we're not in California. Okay.
Who uses Trump semen as tooth whitener.
Did you write that down? Did you just think of it?
No, I just
That's
thought
a good
of
one.
It.
That's a good
Thank
one.
You.
Somebody's going to try that.
Call me.
you gotta get Trump though.
I see. This is Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This is how real adults who are representatives.
Yes.
When they are in these hearings and shit, this is how they should talk.
Okay.
To CEOs of big pharma firms.
Right.
This is the CEO of Gilead, ironically named Gilead Sciences.
Okay.
During a hearing of the House Oversight and Reform Committee.
Oh, yeah, Gilead.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez asked the CEO, Daniel O'Day.
Yes.
About his decision to charge over 200 times more for the HIV prevention pill Truvada.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Than what people in other countries pay for the same drug.
Oh, my God.
Mr. O'Day, you're the CEO of Gilead. Is it true that Gilead made $3 billion in profits from the sales of Truvada in 2018?
$3 billion in revenue.
Oh, yes, in revenue. Thank you. And very quickly, the current list price is $2,000 a month in the United States, correct?
$2,000 a month.
It's a drug that prevents HIV?
Yes.
So it prevents it.
Prevents HIV, discovered to be effective in preventing HIV infection.
So what's the, this is a dumb point to bring up, but what's the use of having something that's preventative that costs $2,000 a fucking month?
Oh, you're right.
I mean.
This is $2,000 a month in the United States, correct?
The current list price is $1,780 in the United States. And just to correct, the $3 billion was a global figure.
Okay.
For Truvada for PrEP.
So the list price is almost $2,000 in the United States. Why is it $8 in Australia?
$8!
The list price. That's what the list price is.
See, like, we need a world where that guy goes to jail for that. Fuck that.
So the list price is almost $2,000 in the United States. Why is it $8 in Australia?
Truvada still has patent protection in the United States, and in the rest of the world it is generic. I can't comment on the price in Australia of the generic medicines, but it is generically available in other parts of the world and will be generically available in the United States as of September in 2020, based upon Gilead agreeing to support
Thank
generic
you.
Entries
1 year So early. I think it's important that we notice here
oh,
that...
listen to him. We're going to open it up a year early. We're being generous. We're being generous.
I mean, I don't know.
Agreeing God. to support
Thank
generic
you.
Entries 1 year
so
early.
So I think it's important that we notice here that we, the public, we, the people, developed this drug. We paid for this drug. We led and developed all of the grounding patents to create PrEP. And then that patent has been privatized, despite the fact that the patent is owned by the public.
There you go.
So wait, let me understand this.
Apparently a government-owned entity discovered PrEP.
What entity?
And all of this.
What entity, though?
Well, I don't know. Probably maybe the CDC or a government or a... a university, or I'm not sure.
But
somehow, Gilead got a hold of the patent.
So our government
privatized it.
Our government made the decision to sell the patent to these fucking bastards at Gilead, right?
I don't know the process, but somehow, yes, or they subsidized. You know how it works. The government probably gave tons of grants, maybe to Gilead. And financed all of this, and then Gilead gets to make profit off of it. So again, we're socializing the costs,
right,
and privatizing the profits.
Why is it generic in Australia then, and why is it not considered
generic
here?
It's probably the length of their patents are probably longer here than down there or something like that.
Okay.
The laws are different. They won't let them get away with shit like that in other countries where they have nationalized health care.
But, I mean, you know, oh, God, we were talking about this. I think we were walking to the dollar store and you said the next thing after these fucking
diving offline.
Yes. Like all the information the oil companies knew about climate change and the environment when they claimed they didn't know it, but they knew. What they were doing.
Sure, we know that already. Yeah.
That's happening. You said this pharmaceutical shit is going to be nuts. When we figure out what they're keeping from us, people are going to lose their fucking minds.
Yeah, I think I would put money on that cures have been suppressed for various maladies in favor of treatment, because you can jack up your Truvada. And make $1,700 a month for people here. Maybe somebody found a cure and they're like, ooh, we'll put that in a drawer.
Yeah. A cure for AIDS. Is it a drawer?
Or whatever, yeah. I mean,
That's fucking crazy, man.
Why would we think that wouldn't happen?
You're right. I don't know.
Given giant corporate behavior in the past 75 years.
God, we need to get like...
Why would we think that wouldn't happen?
Why doesn't our government get a task force together and say, hey, we're going to Gilead, we're going to Astellas, we're going to all these fucking evil-ass pharmaceutical farms, we're going through their files, we're finding the cures to all this shit, and we're taking it!
Well, Elizabeth Warren wants to go after these guys.
Hell yes! The opioid crisis and all that shit.
So does AOC.
Let's go get these motherfuckers!
All of the grounding patents to create PrEP, and then that patent has been privatized, despite the fact that the patent is owned by the public. We refuse to enforce it. There's no reason this should be $2,000 a month. People are dying because of it, and there's no enforceable reason for it. We own the core intellectual property for it, and as a result, people are dying for no reason. For no reason to develop this drug. Thank you very much.
Don't wait, it's expired.
There you go.
Ugh. You heard the smugness of that fucking CEO from Gilead. Did you hear him?
Yes, it was $2 billion worldwide.
You aloof motherfucker.
Just so you know, it's $2 billion worldwide.
So you go back to your crystal tower or whatever and choke on your stainless steel rabbit. Shove it up your ass.
rich people can fuck off, man.
It is listed, it's on the World Health Organization's list of essential medicines.
Truvada?
The most effective and safe medicines needed in health systems. The wholesale cost of, in the developing world.
Yes. What is it?
Is $6 to $7 per month.
Per month? What is that?
In the United States, the wholesale cost is $1,700 per month. So they think it costs them $6 a pill to make, and they're charging a month's worth to make. And they're charging $1,700.
My dad was sick. He had these crazy enzymes that he had to buy. He had to, you know, those fucking things were so expensive. I mean, you know,
craziness.
It's total fucking bullshit is what it is. I can't believe. God, we need somebody like Elizabeth Warren who will go after these fucking drug companies. You know what I mean?
Well, and
ripping a new fucking asshole.
And why are we giving away our patents?
Well, it sounds like she didn't
to for-profit organizations. Why the fuck are we doing that?
I don't understand that. I don't even understand that idea. You said, or she said, that they privatized the patent, which means our government had the patent and then they sell it to Gilead.
So of that $3 billion that made, why didn't we get a half of it at least?
But if you sell the patent, I mean,
well, that's what I mean. We shouldn't be selling the patents. We should be charging them. We, the people who paid for the development of this drug, should get money from the rich profiteers from this. Let's describe him as older white guy. I know you're shocked to hear that the CEO of Gilead is an older white dude.
I mean, you know, she can go into his fucking medicine cabinet and take all the medicines he fucking needs and say, hey, dickhead, we have your medicines here. Now you can pay X amount of dollars for it. Well, he'd be able to, so that's a dumb fucking idea, because he's a big, rich fuckface. He's probably got a stainless steel rabbit butt plug. God, fuck these guys. Weird, rich fuckers.
So, and then they're one of these, it says Gilead is accused of cutting anti-competitive deals to extend profit on HIV drug combinations.
Hold on. What does that mean? Cutting, making deals that aren't competitive. You're selling your drug at an inflated price.
Gilead forged deals that blocked generic competition. After their brand patents on key medications in some of these pills expired.
Holy shit, dude. So the government had a patent for that AIDS prevention drug, privatized the patent, whatever the fuck that means, sold it to Gilead. But within that, Gilead made a deal to say that our government could not make...
Well, to suppress generic competition.
So it made it so poor people can't afford Truvada. That's basically it, because they didn't want to sell their drugs at a normal, reasonable price. They wanted an inflated price. That is criminal.
And this is all just to keep the insurance companies rich.
Yeah.
If we get rid of this health insurance scam... Guess what's not going to cost $1,700 anymore?
Yeah, yeah. Well, whatever the bullshit Gilead's selling.
And you hear these CEOs, they basically say, well, you know, nobody's going to die from it. If you're of hardship, we have programs where you can get the drug. But they don't mention that normal people who are taking the drug with their insurance company is getting hit for that $1,700 a month. Yeah. And which may affect their coverage.
But this is all crazy, though. They're like, apply for a program. What if I'm sick and dying in the fucking hospital? Oh, okay. On my spare time, I'll apply for your program. Meaning, I will apply for the program. They're saying, I want you to beg me for it. Beg me for it, motherfucker. It, yeah. Show me how you're poor. If you're poor enough, I'll let you have it.
Prove to us that we can't make profit off of you.
People are going to get tired of begging people like Gilead people for their shit. And
tired.
That CEO, they're going to take a stainless steel rabbit and shove it up his ass.
You heard AOC. People are tired of it.
Good God, that's
infuriating. That's why people like AOC are winning elections.
Boy,
And man. Elizabeth Warren.
Did you hear the way?
Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
Yelling about all these issues.
I tell you what, did you hear how that asshole from Gilead was talking to AOC, though?
Oh, yeah.
So condescending. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's global. Fuck you, dickhead. Fuck you.
So there you go. That's our wonderful capitalist system. Yay, what? Fair markets.
Why is it a business for the medicine you need to exist? Why is that a business? What fucking dickbag thought that's good?
Well, and what's the number one cause of bankruptcies in the United States right
Healthcare.
Now? Healthcare. Healthcare, right. So you work hard all your life.
Yeah.
And you've got a meager pension because the Republicans have successfully managed to destroy all labor organizations and things like that. So you've got a shitty little anemic pension.
Right. Yes.
And then you're fucked. Sorry. Too bad.
You just die poor.
Yeah.
You just die fucking poor.
Sorry about that. Sorry you can't afford your you can't afford your health care. You've blown past your your maximum this year because the Republicans want to allow shitty, horrible health care coverage. They want these ridiculously bad policies that you could put out there that don't cover fuck all. But dumb people think, oh, I'm young, I'm healthy. I only need to spend $20 a month on health care insurance.
Right.
Then you get hit by a truck. And guess what? Now you're millions of dollars potentially in debt because you find out your shitty $20 a month health care is worth $20 a month.
And then you just declare bankruptcy. You're like, fuck it.
And then the rest of your life is ruined.
Yeah. What a great system. But meanwhile, this fucking pirate at Gilead who swooped in, poached that it's like a rich person was looking down from above. It's like, oh, look at the patent for that drug. I want it. I'm going to take it.
Thank you, people, for financing.
Oh, my God. The show's over?
Yeah.
Fuck.
We got to go. We'll be back tomorrow, everybody, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. Faithless Friday. Join us live.
Fuck you, Jeebus.
Then we're on iTunes, on Stitcher, and we're at crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy. His Instagram's RatedRComedy. Or go find out his schedule. Go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Same time.
Bitch-ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.